You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we are speaking with Luisa Sanguera, financial strategist and principal broker at Zippy Financial Group, which provides a wide range of personal financial services to private clients on and around Sydney's North Shore. Luisa, good morning, and welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Thank you very much for having me. It's great to be here.
Yes, it is great to have you, and thanks so much for taking out a moment to be with us. So tell us a little bit about your background, how you got into finance, and what led you to set up Zippy Financial Group.
Okay, so I've been in finance over 35 years now, actually, rather long time. But I first went into banking when I left school. My father encouraged me to go and get to be an accountant or a banker, so I actually went into banking at that time, and I just sort of basically worked my way through one department to the next. And I ended up being operations manager over in Europe for National Australia Bank. So in my time, you know, I'd been a business banking manager, I'd been a private manager, I'd worked in marketing, I'd worked in the credit department. I'd got a really strong financial background. And so basically when I left the bank to have my family, I did take some time out, and then when I decided to come back to work, it just made sense, obviously, for me to go back into finance, and not wanting to work long hours in the city, I basically decided to set up myself and be a self-employed finance broker, and been going 3 years strong now, so all going very well.
And that sounds great. Congratulations on that. 3 years going strong now. Can you describe your first year in business? What were the challenges at that time?
Well, I'd like to say it was all smooth sailing, but I'll be really honest, and it wasn't. It was a bit of a roller coaster. Although I've got a really strong financial background, and obviously, you know, I know my job, I know what I'm doing, but I'd never been self-employed. And it's a different ball game. Luckily, I mean, I'd got a lot of experience previously being a business banker. I'd had a lot of exposure to self-employed people. So I did understand that it was long hours. I understood that there was cash flow problems at times. You know, I did understand a lot about business, but when it's actually your business and you're doing it yourself, it's a different ball game, as I say. And, it was difficult managing the cash flow as the business started to grow. I had to start looking for staff to help me because I got busy quite quickly and couldn't cope. I was working 20-hour days in the early days, and it was just, you know, all too much, really. It's not good for anybody to be working those sorts of hours. So I had to start looking for staff, and that itself was really difficult because I knew I wanted to bring in experienced staff. They come at a price, obviously. But I was determined to bring in the right people so that I can retain those people. I didn't want people coming in and leaving. So, I advertised and I interviewed 2-3 times looking for the right people. I've always taken my time at recruiting, and that's why I've got such good staff with, you know, a lot of experience, great work ethics, the same values as me. They all treat the business as though it's their own, very dedicated girls. We are an all-girl team at the moment, and that hasn't been done deliberate. School holidays are a bit of a problem. We could do with a guy in the business, but so far, we're up to 9 staff, and it's an all-female team. But it's not been easy. So there are lots of challenges. Finding the right referral partners. You know, I was really keen to try and find some accountants, financial planners, buyer's agents to work with. But again, it's finding the people that have got the same values as you. And I think that's, you know, I'm big on values, and that's what I look for now. I actually look for people the same values, and obviously they've got to be able to deliver the service that they say that they have. And that was a bit of an issue. Everybody talks the talk, but when it comes to actually working with them, the service perhaps wasn't there at times with some people. And, you know, in with finance and mortgages, we have to move quickly. So it's people that can deliver fast, good communicators, you know, people who put the clients first, you know, over and above the commissions. They, people who just really care about people. So I was looking for the right referral partners, and I'm still working at that. You know, I've had people come as referral partners, and I've had to replace them. So that's been a real challenge as well. But lots of challenges, but you just really, you know, I just have to work hard and work through them.
Certainly appreciate your sharing that on a personal note. The cash flow, the lack of it, and the long hour certainly sounds familiar, and I'm sure for a lot of those tuning in as well. Now, you have gained a reputation for innovation and doing things differently. Can you share some of your initiatives with us?
Yeah, they're probably the one thing that I'm really known for in the industry itself is something called a business I set up called Connect for Success, and it's a separate business, but it's Connect for Success that's really helped me build my brand. So I was actually new to Sydney. I'd moved from Melbourne, and you know, I mean, I've only been in Australia 13 years because I'm from the UK, but new to Sydney. When I set up in business, I didn't know anybody. I didn't have any family, didn't really have any friends here. And I set up in business and thought, how am I going to get started? What do I do? So I set up Connect for Success. It's a business networking group. There was nothing on Sydney's North Shore at that time. Think, you know, people have set things up since, but there was nothing at that time. And that basically, I went round just saying to people, you know, would you like to attend a networking event? There's nothing up here. Do you fancy coming? And I managed to get 32 people to the first one. And at today's date, we've got over 1,000 people across Sydney's North Shore involved in that across social media, with a regular group of 150 that regularly attend networking events and group training and, you know, coffee mornings, that sort of thing. So I set up that, and I run that, and I pay a member of staff to run that. It's a non-for-profit business. It's my way of giving back to the community as well, because we do help the businesses, say, with a lot of training and various things. But that has really helped me build my brand. So it was something that nobody else that I know of has actually done. And we have been up for awards for that. So we've been up for several awards for best community engagement for Connect for Success. And it's been going 3 years now, and I hope we can continue with Connect for Success. We're actually just taking it over onto the Northern Beaches, so we're going to be doing events over there as well. So hopefully that can grow.
And that's awesome. Good stuff there. Today we're joined by Louisa Sanguera, the financial strategist and principal broker at Zippy Financial Group, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Now, Louisa, what does the future hold for Zippy Financial Group, and what is your vision for the company?
Well, I've always had a clear vision. I've known from day one, you know, exactly what I want to achieve. So we've got the finance broking well and truly established, and we've just launched Zippy Insurance Services. So we are now providing all general insurance, so home, contents, motor vehicle, landlords, business insurance, that sort of thing. So that's now up and running and doing very well. It's early days, but it's doing very well. And I also want to bring in Zippy Wealth, which is financial planning arm, and I would love to have a Zippy accountant as well. So I really want to create a one-stop shop, hence why it's Zippy Financial Group, because I plan to have a group of businesses within Zippy. So that's always been my vision, and that's what I'm working towards.
And lastly, Louisa, you started your company in quite a crowded market, yet you have thrived in a relatively short period of time. What advice would you have for anyone starting a new business today, especially in the finance sector?
Well, it's a tough market. You know, I think there's 6,000 or something mortgage brokers in the area. So it is a tough market, but I think, you know, you've got to love what you do. You've got to enjoy what you do when you're self-employed. So I think if you're going to come into finance, you know, you've got to really enjoy finance. But, you know, you've got to have a clear vision. So I always had an underlying belief in my vision. You know, I've always had goals. I'm always setting myself targets. I knew what I wanted, you know, and I've made it happen. So I think they really need to, you know, put on paper all the goals, you know, how they're going to achieve these and just basically work through it. You've got to make some opportunities happen, and some opportunities are obviously offered and you should, you know, you need to take those. Don't get distracted by other people. There'll be lots of people not believing in what you're doing or don't think that, you know, you're capable of it probably. I'm sure some people that know me didn't imagine that I was going to be doing what I'm doing two years down the line. But, you know, don't get distracted by this. Believe in what you're doing. Just focus. You are going to have setbacks, but you've just got to pick yourself back up and get on with it and focus. You know, build yourself a really good team around you. Most of my network are now business people because they understand my life and how hard it is and understand how hard I work. You know, whereas a few years ago, perhaps the people I was socializing with, you know, I was going out for, you know, morning tea or this sort of thing. You know, I just don't have time for that now, sadly. But surround yourself with good people that can help you with your business and understand your business and will support you and give you time and understand if you can't, you know, do something with them one week that you'll do your best another week, but they understand that the job's got to get done. Get yourself a mentor. You know, I've used a mentor on and off the last few years. He's always there for me and sometimes I just need to go and have a session with him. And network. Get yourself out there, network with as many people as you can, you know, get your name known, build your brand, build connections. That's where you'll get your team of people around you, your support team. You know, the person I lean on the most is actually a lady who stages homes. So nothing to do with finance, but she's in business and she's you know, big part of my support. So, yeah, I think that's basically it, you know, but just stay focused and just keep going.
Well, we certainly have enjoyed your joining us here today, Louisa. Certainly wish you and the company all the best. And I'm sure listeners want to know where we can get further information on Zippy Financial and how could one reach out as needed.
Well, we've obviously got our website, zippyfinance.com.au, and we're on Facebook as well. So you can find Zippy Finance on Facebook. Or obviously, you know, people can look me up direct on LinkedIn, Facebook, Louisa Sanguera. And yeah, I'd love to speak to anybody that wants to give us a ring.
Well, good enough. Again, Louisa, it's been our pleasure to have had you. And thanks so much for spending a moment with us here today on Enterprise Radio. Have a great day.
Thank you very much. Bye.
And it's certainly been our pleasure. We've been speaking with Louisa Sanguera, financial strategist and principal broker at Zippy Financial Group, which provides a wide range of personal financial services to private clients on and around Sydney's North Shore. And for more information, simply visit zippyfinance.com.au. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your exclusive mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.